years. I didn't test this.
It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Golden Heart City. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I'm here with my work BFF.
Work husband. Work partner. Aww.
Katie Yarrow.
Hi, everyone.
And every week.
Every ding dang darn Saturday.
Ding dang darn Saturday. we get together and we talk with some of our local nonprofits, the people that really make this community an amazing place to live.
Yeah, they do the heart work.
The work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And I just love our guest today.
Oh, wait, is it one of your dearest friends this time? They're always my dearest friend.
They are our dearest friend.
Our dearest
friend. And a huge supporter of the United Way. She has helped us out with so many things, whether it's workplace campaigns or she has
through her workplace, through volunteerism.
Allocations committee.
Absolutely.
Yes. This is Grace Wilson.
Ooh.
And she is the founder and board president of Our Two Cents. Welcome, Grace.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you, too.
Yeah. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. And so Grace is the founder of Our Two Cents. Grace, you know, tell us a little bit about what Our Two Cents is, if those who have never heard of it.
Yeah. So we're a very small nonprofit. We're very grassroots. And our mission is to really support other nonprofits, important causes around town, and really kind of to actively build community. I'm very passionate about community, as you two are. Mm-hmm. You guys are both amazing advocates. And so the core of what we do, how we raise funds for community initiatives, is we have monthly donors. So you can subscribe to Our Two Cents and kind of essentially subscribe to giving to Fairbanks in different ways for $2 a month. Oh. So that's kind of like the core idea. That's where the two and the 2 cents comes from. That's a little bit about what we do.
Okay, so somebody would, you know, so it you just have a group of donors that give around $2 a month, and you pull that money together and you do these amazing projects all over town.
Yeah, I mean, we really believe, and I know you guys do too, that small change like adds up over time, makes a huge difference. And Fairbanks is just such a generous community. So this is just one way to give. There are so many different ways to give back, but it's a way to make a small donation, like go to work in really creative ways around town.
Yeah, and who can't give $2? You know, who can't give $2? You know, $2 to help fund some of these projects. And what an easy ask.
An easy ask, yeah. Which is nice, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to have sometimes the simplest solutions are the best ones, and and that's, again, you guys are built on an easy ask, but powerful work.
Yes.
Powerful work. So can you tell us a little bit about the history? Like how was this founded? Because obviously this idea came out of a need for something or a desire to help. So,
yeah. So this is a story, the founding story. I don't know a less cheesy way to tell this. So
once upon a time.
Well, I literally, it sounds so corny, but I had a dream and I woke up with this idea. And the idea was, what could we do, like, as, you know, humanity on a global scale if we all gave 2 literal pennies a month and it all went towards like one thing, like feeding people, like one basic need. So just, you know, kind of a silly origin story, but it was one of those ideas. I don't know if you guys have had these where you just get it and it won't like let go of you. So over the course of several months, I just shrunk that down from something like only Mark Zuckerberg could do to something I could do here in Fairbanks. And so it went from, you know, 2 pennies to $2. And I should mention another kind of important part of what we do, because we are so very small. Every single cent goes towards projects. Any overhead costs are covered by our board. So it started as a literal dream, and it was just something that I rolled with and has taken on a life of its own and had so much community support and been such a beautiful thing.
Oh, wow.
I think That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking to Grace Wilson. She is the founder of Our Two Cents.
And you are listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tana Valley.
That's right. That too. Yeah.
So, Grace, tell us. So, you had a dream. This dream came to fruition, mm-hmm. and you have a board. What were some of those initial projects that you guys decided were worthwhile with that money? Or like what were those first steps into growing into this amazing organization that you guys are today?
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think back to 2018. We had three initial projects, and we'd have three projects at a time in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think back to our original ones. One was for Fairbanks Resource Agency, and it was to purchase art supplies for, they have an incredible program. Yes. Their artists are amazing. One of my favorite things that I own is a piece by one of their artists named Frankie that hangs in my home. Mm-hmm. And so we raised, I think it was $3,000 to purchase these like high quality art supplies from Blick Art and just give them what they needed to really thrive as artists. And I think another one was purchasing diapers for the women's shelter in town because there was a need there. So, yeah, it was in the beginning we were reaching out to nonprofits and letting them know, like, hey, we're this very small funding resource, but we want to help you do some of that hard work because it's a lot of hard mm-hmm. work mm-hmm. to fundraise. And our local nonprofits, so many of them are, you know, they're doing direct services, they're boots on the mm-hmm. ground. They have, like, the hardest jobs. And so that was part of it, too, is, like, what can we do to ease their burden and help them out?
I think that's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Also, like she said, Frankie, I was like, oh, I love Frankie. Yeah. I graduated with Frankie. He's one of my dearest friends.
Very nice. And what a great story.
And I love that about Fairbanks.
Right.
It's such a small town. We're like, is it 1 degree of separation? I mean, there's no separation. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's amazing. And so those were some of those initial programs. What are some of the ones that we're currently working on?
Yeah, so we kind of work in a couple different ways. You can go to our website if you're a nonprofit and tell us what you need, and we'll work really hard to meet that need. But we hear things, we see things. So we've got some ongoing projects. One of them is called Helping Women, Period. So mm-hmm. last year we installed a free tampon and pad dispenser in Lathrop High School and supplied what we think is about a year's worth of products. And mm-hmm. we're currently extending that to North Pole High School. So that's one.
So how did that project come about? Did they tell you it was a need, you know, or is this something you just heard?
Yeah. So that was in conversation with school counselors at Lathrop. And they do have products available, but you have to go to the nurse's office and ask for one. So this is, you just go to the locker room mm-hmm. there, take what you need. I don't know if you guys have seen the dispensers in the airport. Mm-hmm. We have this. We purchased the same one. They're really modern and cool looking, but just, you know, easy to access. And there's maybe nothing more distracting than needing a tampon or a pad and not having one.
And not having one or not having a change to put in a change machine.
Totally.
At
or
this
having
point.
To kind of, you know, ask you know, around.
Right.
And, yeah. So just supporting students, supporting girls and women with their learning outcomes. That's one that's ongoing, and we mm-hmm. hope to keep those fully stocked and then kind of expand to other schools.
Very
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so you were saying you had another project?
So another one I'd love to mention is called Warm Homes for Healing. And this is a fund for heating fuel for local residents who are going through cancer treatment, who maybe need some extra support, and they can reach out to the Interior Alaska Cancer Association, and they can access that fund. Also want to give a huge shout out to Alaska Fuel Services. Mm-hmm. They match like every donation. So we've raised over $20,000 for that project. And so that's a resource if I would love for people, if you need to access that or if you know somebody who could benefit from it, that's another ongoing project.
Oh, wow.
You guys are doing some really interesting work here in the interior. And we're so happy to have you here because I think so much of these projects, they can fly under the radar, right? If you're not one of these Lathrop students, if you're not one of these, cancer survivors or, you know, people going through treatment or, you know, if That's what we love so much about this program, is that we get to really dig in and find out these stories and where they come from and how our community really does come together and help each mm-hmm. other. And I think it's amazing. And if you are just tuning into our program, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way, and we are here with Grace Wilson, the founder of Our Two Cents.
Very neat. And so we were talking about that. How did that cancer project come about then? Was there just a need?
Yeah. So that was one where the Interior Cancer Association went to our website and applied for funding. And it wasn't necessarily meant to be ongoing, but it has become ongoing. And that's something else I absolutely love about Fairbanks. Obviously a huge Fairbanks fan. But there's just so many, you know, you have all these connections and people really want to work together and collaborate and help meet these needs that exist in our community. And so having that partnership with the fuel company and a nonprofit, it's kept it going over the years. So yeah.
You're seriously blowing me away. I knew about Our Two Cents, and now I really know about Our Two Cents. Yeah. It's just amazing some of the work you're doing. Why don't we take a quick break?
Perfect.
And we will be back. We will be back.
Talk right at you.
After these messages.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Hallmark Dixon Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Katie Yarrow, and I'm here with my also ride or die.
Sarah Hollister.
And our guest today, we are so happy to have her with us. Her name is Grace Wilson. We're sure many of you know her from GVA, but she's here today representing Our Two Cents, which she is the founder and board president. Hi, Grace.
Hey. Hello.
And so I just wanted to share, like, my first experience with Our Two Cents was the pandemic had just happened, schools had shut down, and you guys did a little toy drive, toy distribution, and you dropped off a solar system puzzle to my son Killian, and he was just finishing up preschool, and that meant the world to us. It was like Christmas in April or something. And that was my first I guess you guys were still fairly new at that time. I think that's maybe the first time I really got to know about the work you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, I hear that from people that they had that experience. And that was me, like, peak COVID, March 2020, my Subaru filled with like puzzles and toys and just driving all over and making these special like, you know, deliveries. So that was, gosh, that was such a weird time and it wasn't that long ago. But one of our big supporters is Stacy, Enchanted Forest Toys owner, and she is a treasure. Her store is a treasure. And we talked, and I think it was kind of that first month, and it was just all so new. We were sheltering in place. We weren't seeing anyone. And so we just, we were like, what can we do to support kids right now? And we came up with that. We raised quite a lot of money in a quick amount of time. And then it was just, you know, my Subi. So that was a really cool project and very like, very of the moment, like, gosh.
Well, it was very timely. It was a very quick response to a very early need that was identified, which was, you know, a lot of these like children need to socialize and all of a sudden we can't.
Yeah.
And they're bored and they're trapped in the homes and probably driving their family crazy. So how can we help the kids?
Yeah. And we, gosh, I'm remembering the details. We set up an online shop. So we took our website and we kind of pivoted. Our web designer, also incredible, has worked pro bono on our website. She set it up so that kids could choose to exactly what they wanted. So they chose, you know, if they wanted a science kit or they wanted a puzzle. So they got to have that experience of going shopping and then receiving a gift from Fairbanks directly to them. So that's kind of one of the things about our organization. We have kind of this broad mission, but it gives us the opportunity in a situation like that to just kind of react and respond in a creative way. So that was actually, it was called Creative Quarantine is what that
was. Quarantine. That's a good name. And if you are just tuning in, we're talking to Grace Wilson, and she is the founder of R2Cents. And R2Cents is a nonprofit that is more project-based, and the idea is that the whole community gives $2 a month, and it can go towards this vast, you know, array of projects, whether it's, you know, helping young girls or teens in high schools to cancer survivors and people in quarantine and beyond. And so, you know, we're just, it's one of those rare gems we have here that isn't super well known, but is something that is so special to Fairbanks and makes this place so unique.
Right.
It really does.
Well, and really kind of channeling into, you know, what we say and what we stand for, which is, you know, when we all come together, we're better united. We all help each other out. Fairbanks takes care of Fairbanks. North Pole takes care of North Pole. Like we, our interior Alaska community, we take care of each other, and small change can make a big difference.
Yeah, and you know, every dollar, it sounds like every dollar you give goes right to these community projects.
Right. It does.
Because you guys are fully volunteer led.
Yeah, we have a volunteer board of directors. That's a working board, and we all volunteer our time. And then if we do, we have very minimal overhead, but we cover those costs. So
wow,
yeah,
that's amazing.
It is so amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are there any other projects or things that are kind of like top of mind or relevant right now that you want to talk about?
Yeah. So another project that's ongoing that also launched in 2020 is Grants for Young Leaders, and so this has been such a joy to work on. And so we have a grant application that's for kids and teens, very short and sweet, obviously, because we want it to be accessible to a 6-year-old or a 16-year-old. And so they go on the website and they tell us what they would like to do for Fairbanks if they see a need that they think needs to be met. And then we really help them. Well, we fundraise for them. We share their project, and then we help them like facilitate and deliver that project. So from start to finish, we help them, design and deliver their own project for Fairbanks. And so we've done dozens of these projects. We're actually currently working with an entire classroom at Chinook Montessori. I love that school, and they are so actively engaged in service. So really love what they're doing. But currently we have funds from Kinross that they would like to go to North Pole students specifically. So if you're in North Pole, if you have kids, talk to them about this. You can go to r2centsfairbanks.org and fill out an application, and we'll take it from there. But this is one, I know you guys both have kids. I'm such a proponent in the power of community And I think it's something that it's like a skill. It's something you have to practice. And like any skill, if you start young, you're going to get better at it. So I think that's been my big takeaway from Grants for Young Leaders is just really kind of planting that seed of service in youth has been just so fulfilling, such a joy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and teaching them about what community really is and what mm-hmm. it's about, because we can't do it together. And I think, you know, in a world where, you know, we were just talking not that long ago, we were all very isolated, and some of us and our families never really truly came out of that. And sometimes we are very divided in our communities and as a nation. And so all of these things where we're teaching young people to come together and care for each other and hold each other up and recognize that, you know, some of us have the ability to give and some of us have that need to receive help. And there's no shame in it. And it's just life. And this is what we do. We take care of each other. And yeah, I mean, you guys know I drag my children out volunteering all the time. Well,
and it's a learned skill. Philanthropy yeah. mm-hmm. is a learned skill, something that we have to teach our young people. And I feel like this Grants for Young Leaders, that really does that. I mean, when you were telling that story, I could just imagine these young people who get this and kind of watch you do your work and are able to say, hey, I want to make a difference in my community, and you help them make that happen. I can't imagine like what that will bring them next, you know, what they could do next once they get the empowerment and knowledge about how to be philanthropic and like yeah. how to do these things for the community. I think you're just raising these young people, you know, helping raise them to be philanthropic leaders, which is, we just need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and letting them dream big too, mm-hmm. right? Because there's something beautiful about youth where, you know, you haven't really, you know, with so many trips around the sun, you start to understand the obstacles and the challenges that exist in the world, and you learn to overthink things mm-hmm. where it's like, I want to do this, but here's all the reasons that won't work. Yeah. And children don't have that. Yeah. So when you can take their idea and as an adult in the world, make it possible and not hinder it and not put those borders around it and just say, of course we can do this and here's how we're going to, like, you're really teaching them that these things are possible. And that really all you need to have is the desire and a little help from your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Giving
exactly.
them a voice.
Yeah.
Giving them, you know, really listening to kids. Oh, it's just magic.
Yeah. I would love to hear if you guys have somebody you can think of. But Mr. Holden was my fifth grade teacher, and he led us on this year-long service project where we designed, like, recipes in these food boxes, so and then ultimately deliver them to the food bank. So that was one of those times in my life that, you know, kind of planted that seed, how good it feels to give back, that we can make a difference, what it means to be part of community. Did you guys have like a turning point like that?
Or
had a teacher, yeah, so my teacher Zena, who was, she was drama and English, but for mm-hmm. summer reading for AP English, we had to read the unabridged version of Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have not suffered through it, it's like 800 pages and like 300 of them are on like about war.
Yeah.
And dead bodies. And God bless Hugo. You know, a huge part of it is about poverty and the lengths that people have to go out of desperation. And so along with having to read that, she had the requirement that during the summer we did however many hours of community service and wherever that may be. And like mine was just cleaning a classroom. I think I volunteered with the ACCA and mm-hmm. it was like, you know, it's all these teenagers and they're like, well, what can we do? And that's where I ended up going. And it was something that was so simple. It was just cleaning and sterilizing all these toys for their, like, daycare program at the time. But it was just sort of the thing where it's like, these are the things that need to be done, and mm-hmm. this is the help that we can provide. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't require expertise. It's just time. Totally. It's the gift of
yeah.
your time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes their lives easier and allows them to focus on other areas of their work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. You guys have great stories. Let's talk. I know you said a little bit earlier about the $2 a month, so maybe go into that a little bit. How do people get involved? Or do you need volunteers? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so both. So the website, hopefully it should be very easy, but you can jump on the website, ourtwocentsfairbanks.org, and subscribe for $2 a month. So that's one way. We do pull in our donors, and they are really actively engaged in a lot of projects. So that's kind of a fun part two, and people reach out to us and ask how they can volunteer, so they can always reach out to me or email. And yeah, and so nonprofits can also go to the website and let us know if they need something, and they can fill out a very short application too. So those are a few ways to get involved.
Awesome. Very neat. Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but for those of you who are tuning in for these last few minutes, you're listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way. We're here with Grace Wilson of Our Two Cents. So, Grace, I mean, maybe we can just end, again, like a personal story. You had a program this summer that was very meaningful to my oldest, and it was that art camp. And you guys have done that for a few summers now, right?
Yeah, that was our fourth camp. So that's we call that Creators Camp, funded by the Wellness Coalition here in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. And it's a week-long free camp for teenagers that's art-based. But it's also very much about community. And we kind of try to be like sneaky with working that into the camp. But this year was incredible. We partnered with Brianna Reagan. And the Tana Valley State Fair gave us a 90-foot wide building, and we spent 2 days painting this incredible mural with 20 teenagers in Brianna. It's so beautiful. It's one of the first things you see when you walk into one of those entrances at the fair. I love this camp so much. Again, it's free, so keep an eye out on Facebook if you want to sign your teen up next year. Okay. I think it's unique. My kids have attended. They tell me it is because they're both high schoolers. but it attracts all sorts of different teenagers, all different personalities, and they really interact. They become friends. And, high school is still pretty cliquey. And so it's kind of this really special collaborative environment where they get to really kind of thrive and connect. So I just love teaching that camp.
Yeah. Oh. And I just wanted to say thank you for providing that service as a sole parent. Yeah. Camp is expensive. We did some great UAF camps, but I think your camp was really my son's favorite. That he's ever done.
I love that.
So it was wonderful and a great experience and just continued proof of how you are touching lives here in our community, and especially with this focus on our, on our youth and the future of our community. So awesome. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Aww, Grace.
Thank you, too.
One more time, you want to say that website?
It's ourtwocentsfairbanks.org. And also you can find us on Facebook. We do try to keep our donors really up to date on each project. So you can go to the website and you can click through and see all of the different projects we've done over the years and read a description of those. If anyone has any questions, reach out. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Grace.
And it is to the number two, correct?
It is
to our number two cents. Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you. And this was Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley.
Of the Canada Valley.
The Canada. Not there yet. Tanana Valley.
We'll talk at you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.